Another humanitarian crisis is unfolding in Pakistan. A massive witch hunt is currently underway, resulting in a negative public perception of the country. The target are the nearly 850,000 Afghans with citizenship cards, ACC, currently residing in Pakistan. As the March 31st deadline for their departure from Pakistan approaches, police raids on student hostels, residential areas, and guest houses, suspected of housing ACC holders or those with expired visas, have intensified. The deadline for undocumented Afghans serves as a broad net that officials use to apprehend every individual they suspect as an illegal alien. In the process, they cause more harm than good to the plan, despite its well-intentioned nature. Numerous stories of harassment, detentions, and deportations, including of girls studying here, have circulated. Pakistanis considered influential are inundated with requests for assistance, but officials' propensity to exploit these opportunities for personal gain often overshadows contacts and recommendations. The government asserts that adequate arrangements have been made for food and health facilities for the returnees. Media reports indicate that nearly 10 educational institutions and medical clinics operated by or for Afghan refugees in and around Peshawar have been closed, while dozens more Afghan educational institutions and doctors face imminent closure by March 31st. All educators, businesses, and doctors in Peshawar and elsewhere in the Khyber Pakhtunkhwa province have been notified of the finality of the decision. The expulsion deadline has undoubtedly strained relations between the two governments and caused significant distress among Afghans who have resided here for decades. Even well-connected professionals, such as doctors, educators, and businessmen, have fallen victim to the actions of police and officials as part of this campaign. Despite requests from Kabul to implement this exercise gradually and protect the dignity of Afghan refugees, Pakistan remains steadfast in its pursuit of the plan. What is concerning, however, is how the orders from Islamabad are executed. Many Afghans with relationships and business connections here also become victims of such campaigns. Even more worrisome and distressing is the general sentiment towards Afghan refugees and those residing here on temporary visas. The majority of responses to my articles and YouTube podcasts on this issue are negative, with nearly all expressing a desire for Afghans to depart. Some even have advised me to relocate to Afghanistan. The Pakistan diaspora in Europe and the Americas also frequently express their thanklessness towards Afghans. Hardly a single Afghan speaks positively of our country. When I attempt to advocate for compassion towards the residents of a country that has endured a state of war for over four decades, they often ask why I favor them.